let me get right to the core issue, which I raised at the end of the shiur yesterday, and I said I have an uphill battle to try to defend a certain practice, which is a very common shaila. Let's do a little bit of review. We learned the sugya of begadim miguhatim. One is prohibited to wear freshly pressed clothes, and this is an issur which extends beyond the shiva yirei avelos, it extends into shloshim. We have another rule that all these certain seems to be, Rambam doesn't mention it, but in Yerushalmi it says this way, that all the restrictions which apply to shloshim yom for other relatives are extended for other v'imo until 12 months, or until Acha Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. And so his friends literally scold him and say, well, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over here? It doesn't look nice. Now, we are most familiar with this halacha for the dinim of tzitzporin, of shaving. It says, we all know that for the restriction against shaving is for 1 month, but for a parent, it goes beyond the month, Acha Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. So we pointed out that today that people are generally speaking clean shaven. The Acha Yigaru Bo Chaveiro comes quite early on. It probably comes after 2 days. Look around you, it certainly comes after close to 2 weeks. And nonetheless, of course, within the month of Avelus, too bad. The Easter of 1 month is an absolute Easter. It's irrelevant, Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. So if someone never loses a brother or something like that, so the Yigaru Bo Chaveiro is completely irrelevant. What happens if he loses a parent, Chamon Lutzman? So then we say that in theory, you have to grow the beard for a whole year, but since you're clean shaven and by the time the month is up, that very day, that's the 30th day of Avelus, when the month is up, the rabbi will tell you, ooh, you look hideous. And as a result, he's permitted to shave that very same day, that as soon as the shloshim is over, so the Yigaru Bo Chaveiro, which had already preceded it, has its impact, and it's permitted to shave right away. Okay, that's clear. This is background information. Yes.
After
we'll get to, the details we'll get to when we learn these vignettes. But now we're only mentioning it sort of as background information. We get this one line we have to try to take care of here, and, which is very, very relevant. Fine. Okay, that's how look. We pointed out already that as far as Gius is concerned, there are many grounds to be made. Number one, many say that Gius Shalom of Kekibu Shalahem doesn't apply to beyond 1 week. Number two, the Rambam omitted the din of Yudhved Kodesh HaShvigah B'Chaveh with respect to Yud. And for this reason, I think, to my knowledge, the minhag generally is to be makil as far as pressed garments, even those who are machmir, kedas, or kedin, without any kulus, any chokhmah, that they're machmir until 30 days. But after that, there are many people who are makil, they're not worried about HaShvigah B'Chaveh. In addition, there can be cases which are called Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. There are individuals who have to wear a starched shirt. You know, it depends what your profession is. Some professions, which many people from my yeshiva enter into, you have to wear a starched shirt. If you don't wear, you know, then you're just not, you're not de rigueur. You're not doing what's normally done. You're walking to work, it'll be Yigaru Bo, the boss will be Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. Yigaru Bo boss, you're fired. So that's the worst process. We got maybe to double our base. So that's a situation which again goes to back to what we spoke about earlier. We'll come perhaps back a little bit later after we finish this in you want to start with. To Rabosa, here's the following shaila. What happens in a situation in which a person loses a parent and the shloshim is canceled by yontif? We know we'll get to the halachas later. And whenever a yontif comes, it's canceled shiva in the middle of a shiva, or shlosh in the middle of a shlosh. I think you're familiar with this halacha. It's a famous thing. So what happens if the person passes away, Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Okay? It comes now Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach knocks off the shloshim. Right? Knocks off the shloshim. So how the brother dies, the brother of the nifter on Rosh Chodesh, who knows the nifter on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, comes Erev Pesach, we know what he can do. He runs quite quickly to the barber. He goes to the tufel and the shaver, and he shaves off his 2 week clothes, which looks hideous. And as put it in, of shloshim being knocked out by the yontif, prospectively, and Yigaru Bo Chaveiro has already been achieved a week ago or more
Okay, that's fine. What about if he lost a parent? What's the law? So I told you, logically, if you approach it in pure logic, the din should be exactly the same. To break it down into its component parts, we have a din like this. The yontif knocks off shloshim. Okay? So we consider this as if we're after shloshim. Right? And after shloshim, yigru of ochavero, that kula works of avinimo. That's what the kula was said. That's what the kula was said. So I said before, I spoke a little bit wrong. I misspoke. When it comes to a brother who was lost, you don't need yigru of ochavero. So kind of the brother would always say, yontif knocks off the shloshim, and then you can shave your beard. When it comes to other v'imo, l'chor, you need both. You need, what do you need? You need the shloshim knocking, being knocked off by the yontif, and the yigur b'chavera. But you have both. But you have both, should be mutter, right? That's what should emerge. The question is that really the case, or is it not the case? That's the problem. So Rav Poskim say it's not the case. I said before, Mishnah Berurah is Matirit. Interesting situation over here. In Mishnah Berurah and Timon, Tov Kuf Mem Ches, Tiv Kotten Lamed Dalet, it's Matirit the Ferish. If you look at the source, it's an Eliyahu Rabbah. And Eliyahu Rabbah does not say that it's Mutter Toch Shloshim, as the Mishnah Berurah cites it, but rather it's Mutter Beyond Shloshim. Quite a typo. Instead of we have the Toch Shloshim, and the original source that we have Eliyahu Rabbah after we have in Beit Medrash says beyond shloshim. That's sort of the difference. So from point out, don't blame the Mishnah Berurah. Don't blame him. What did he do? He caught me from a different state from Menem's state. Who did he caught me from? A state called the Pitzchei Olam. The Yavol Pitzchei Olam. I don't know what Pitzchei Olam is, but apparently he, either by mistake or by some very broad, innovative stroke, assumed that no difference between Yom Shloshim and Tov Shloshim. So the Mishnah Berurah, as the Mepharshim say, what could we do? Well, you talk to a lot to pass like with Mishnah Berurah, is the very source that he quotes secondarily, the original source of the Eliyahu Rabbah says exactly the reverse. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's awesome. The Shior HaKnesset HaGdolah says it's awesome. Question of course becomes, why is it awesome? Why should it be awesome? You don't say why should it be awesome. Well, it says like they say like this. Since there is an Isser before we reach the level of Gara, of Yigra Mochavera, the Chazal Matakein, the regel does not knock off the shloshim for Abavima. So therefore, even after Yontif is over, it's considered like within Tov Shloshim. Strange kind of words are these. We know that the regel knocks off shloshim. So it wasn't in this case before Gara, it doesn't knock off shloshim. So they're begging the question, why should it be so? You don't really understand why it's so. So let's take a look at the Tosfos Chof Beis and the Beis for a moment. Chof Beis, I'm never going to open. Chof Beis and the Beis. So again, I want to reiterate, we're going to come back to the Pratim later. When we get to the figure of Tesoros, what the exact meanings are. But we'll just see a little bit. We have the Gemara, this is the famous Gemara. I'll call Mason Kula Mesab Lachalam Jom. The Tosfos says, "Nira the regel ena mevatel davar zeh." Okay, regel does not cancel this. What that means is only that if you haven't reached yigur b'chaverav yet, you can't say. That's easy. But that's a person has a beard. So for him, his beard gets a little longer. So what? He'll say, "Oh, yontif comes. He wants to take a trim his beard and cover yontif. Can't." Why not? Because we haven't yet reached the level of Yigur B'chaver. That's what Tosfos means. That's clear. That's partial. But they judge the Tosfos this way as well. Okay. But then he quotes a little further from the Yerushalmi. It says, if someone counts as 30 days before Yontif, he says, Kol Dovah Shu Talib Zayin V'lamid HaRegel Maskis Rav Hocha Ad Sheyishlach Yishalach Pera V'Yigur B'chaver V'Yomalot Tzeimei Monum. Get out of here. It was terrible. So that happens. So the fact that Yosef came is irrelevant. Okay. You understand this didn't very well. What do you mean? Achi yishalach pera v'yigur v'chavera. What do you mean? You need the pashtus. Both. Good. In the Yerushalmi it says, Yesh hoshagosu ben Oh, you got a book of Eru, Yerushalmi. It is a tzol sofrim. It must be kemashka safti, ati yishan afer, vi yigurubo chaveru. It's interesting, the Rambam has the gears of which tzol sofrim rejects, and the Ketzav Mishnah explains, yishalach shiluach pera, is what he calls gidul seir yomim harbe ma'od. You don't even need gar. You don't even need gar. And we'll get to it as a smack. An interesting smack says that after 30 days, you need either shiluach pera, which is another 30 days, or you give a chaveru, a new halach. I'm just talking to you very briefly now. We're learning some in Shin Sadi with the Sugya of Tisporos. We'll get to it. My biggest problem is the original questions which we raised. What's the din? The person lost the parents, and Erev Yontif is in the middle of Shloshim. What's the halach? So the Nod of Yehuda in Shuvas Arachayim Simon Yudalad and Kama says, well, the minig is to be machmer in the shara, based upon a riff. The riff requires gidul pera and gara. What does that mean? What does it mean, gidul pera and gara? That means 30 days, right? You need 30 days, period. If you don't have 30 days, literal days, calendar days, 30 days on the calendar, then it's not called, it's a chasaron in the din of gara. It's a lumbus and not a beauty. There can be no gara less than 30 days. That's what the Rif seems to say. Memela, if you regal not called the shloshim, the chasaron is not somehow in the combination of factors, why don't they work? No, we have to catch them. Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it be mutter? You have gara, and you have regal not called shloshim, so what's the difference other than emo? No, this is not considered to be in the category of gara. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, for other relatives, you don't need gara, no problem. If you need gara, you don't have it less than 30 days. Strange. That's called the rift, says another Yehuda. According to the Rambam, it's enough either of them, and therefore you can, in fact, shave, if you do the father and mother, on Erev Yontif. Take a look at the Gilgan Maharsha. The Gilgan Maharsha, please. But on the original Amar comes, am I correct? Is it a Gilgan Maharsha on the original one? Before the Hashemotah. No? Take a look. Here we go. I'm not sure if it was on. It should have been on. It was? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I don't miss everything. So the Noagim, this is the Gilgan Maharsha as follows. The Megia Kodem Regel, the Mizgara came. Kodem Regel, he quotes that Golab Yudah I just talked to that. But if the Gara came before the Regel, and the Hayat of Shloshim, he may be Megia Regel, the Bottle of Shloshim, Rashar the Galeach Verev a Regel. It's done at the quotation of the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda says, if the Gara first comes, Kalamoyed, we're Machmir. The Gara comes in Erev Yontif, then we'll make him. Oh, Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem, so I have an ally. The Noda Yehuda. Unfortunately, some folks can say that this goes the way of the Mishnah Brewer. Had a great ally of Mishnah Brewer in Machmir. They said it's a typing mistake, right? Or some kind of an error in the transcribing the original source, El Yerava. Now, Kodan said it's also not correct. If you look carefully, Noda Yehuda, it doesn't quite say it. Doesn't quite say it. Of course, the question is, why not? Why shouldn't we say it? I mean, it makes so much sense. The reason not to say it about the comes from our suga of kibbutz. That's what we're doing here. We sort of jump. Because the whole mucker is from kibbutz. And if you have the Shulchan Aruch opens on the same page, it's on the Amud Beis. It says in Sif, hey. Let's say it's Tifei. Tifei says there's a whole month Isser of Beged Meguhot. Look what it says. These, when I told by my formidable odds, I feel like I'm climbing up some cliff. This is a cliff I'm climbing up. This is the lesson of the Ramban. It comes from the Ramban. It's not that Mechala made it up. Look what it says. Achiagia regel achar shloshim v'yigru v'ochaveyam. What's wrong with this sentence? What's wrong with this picture here? According to me, what's wrong with this? Exactly. The foolish and Mechaber against me. I'm talking Masi with my pseudo Mishnah Berurah and my pseudo Nota Behuda. And what can I do? It's coming back to haunt me. Not in Shin Tzadi. Shin Tzadi, you can't disprove it. There's no disproof of what I said in Shin Tzadi. But the Chorah, at first glance, is the same thing. Giyut, at the Sporet. And here in it comes to the Giyut, the foolish. According to what we said earlier, what is the word Achash Loshim? Even the Tosh Loshim. Just do the math, right? You have the regal. The regal not thought the shloshim. You have gara. So the whole idea of regal acha shloshim should be incorrect according to our lumbus, which it seems to be the straight way of thinking. So I ran into this mountain here. What am I going to do about it? Nope. Ezra, you want to say something? This to me is a very powerful kash. A very, very powerful kash. I don't know how this is a tremendous kash. So I'm going to tell you a tariff now, which I say is a chiddush neira. Don't know if it's true. And when we learn the sugya of regal mevatel, maybe we'll have an idea. We may be able to disprove it. I don't know if we'll be able to prove it. But I can maybe only disprove it then. But I'm not holding by that sugya yet. So let me tell you what I want to suggest. The Yerushalmi. I think the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rosh, no? Where does the Rosh talk about? Was it Nun Gimel, am I correct? Is that correct? Nun Gimel is all about kibbutz and giyutz? Take a look. I think that's where it is. Must look. I think it's a Nun Gimel. Where's the din that you have to require gara with respect to giyut? Not in Nun Gimel. Where is it? My eyes can't see so well. It's all the sort of big sinner. Oh, here it is. Uvi Rishalmi, halacha ches. That's eight bars in the bottom of the first column. Lefarish al aviv ve'imam also lilbosh. Kehilim Meguhatim Ad Yud Beis Kodesh Uva Ova Rabati Teretes Ad Shiagi HaRegel The Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. Now there's a very big question over here. Who needs Yagi HaRegel? So the Rosh is discussing the next to the last line. Uma Shiitzki Regel Gabi Giyut Shinda Beregel Derech Lilbos Kehilim Meguhatim Only on Regel. The kodem haregel eino nika sheminiach v'shem avel. Avos itzboret nika shehich v'tzar. So the Rosh says that's just a technicality. The Ramban says the same thing. In other words, all you really need is yigaru bo chaveiro. You don't need regel. The only reason why the Elbo Rabotzi, Masechta Tznachas, mentions regel. That's exactly when you're going to have the phenomenon of Yigur Bochavero. If it's before the regal, this phenomenon will not exist. Is it clear to you also what's happening in this Rosh? Very important. You got it straight? In other words, we say in principle, there's no distinction between Tisporet and Megua. Same thing. What does that mean? If you have over the emo, so you need two things to happen. Shloshim should be over, and Yigur Bochavero. The only reason why with respect to the Guat, the word regal is found, not because of any special chumrah that Giyot is over Tisporah. To the contrary, Rambam only mentioned the sin of the Yud Beis Kodesh only by Tisporah, not by Giyot, because it's not found in the Babli. Oh, but the reason is as follows. In Metzias, as a matter of fact, you will not see any Yigur Bochaveira when it comes to Giyot until the regal comes. So lechora is just a purely matter of fact, has no impact on the halacha whatsoever. Lechora. So I want to say the following chiddush gadol, namely, when is regel mevatel? When is regel mevatel? When is regel mevatel avel? We already made reference to it. But regel mevatel avel is only at the beginning. Right? When the regel begins, at that split second, it has the ability to knock off a status of avel specific, namely the shiva or the shlosh. Now, interestingly, once the regel knocks it off at that moment, or it's going to knock it off at that very first, the first split second the yantav comes in, we don't have to wait for long. A person permitted to shave on Erev Yantav. It hasn't happened yet. So we say, look, one Shabbat Kali can't shave on Yantav, right? So we know Yantav is going to come and knock off the Shloshim. The Chazal said, you can shave on Erev Yantav in anticipation. We know Yantav is going to knock off the Shiva, so you can take a bath in Erev Yantav in anticipation. But the critical moment is the initial moment known as Knesset Yantav, that very moment. So I want to make the following suggestion. When it comes to Tzitzoris, which has a pre-existing condition of Gara, there exists Gara all the time. There could be Gara in the middle of the summer, right? The person has a beer for 2 weeks. So there's this Gara anytime. Mimela, Rabotai. Our logic holds. What's our logic? Logically, it should emerge. Everyone's people try to find some kind of logic why this thing is, what I'm suggesting, is wrong. Because logically, as you said, Shloshim is knocked off by the regel. Gara exists, so should be mutter to shave. So it is mutter to shave. I'm suggesting I'm still correct. Of course, as the Suda Mishnah Brewer and the Suda Nar Yehudi and the Suda. So right, printed in Zillion Mashah, printed in Mishnah Brewer. The faculty that they're, people they call may say different. I'm going to assume I'm right. Oh, but what about the Mufurish and Mechaber, Shin Pei Tes, Shin Pei, with respect to Giyut? Ashiagia regel achar shloshim the yigur lo chaver. Want to say exactly the same thing? That's Ashiagia regel lifnei shloshim the yigur lo chaver. Oh, here's my suggested answer. But we already saw in the Rosh that before regel there is no yigur lo chaver. Tzimtzius, there is no yigur lo chaver. Doesn't exist because, as the Rosh said, there's no gar with respect to begadim not meguhatim until yontif comes in. So therefore, it's like this. So if you're talking about after Shloshim, the Shloshim is over. All you require for the regel is that the regel should create a status of Gara. So for this, we say, as it says, actually, a regel, so you can already put on the freshly pressed garment, the Erev Yontif, in anticipation of the Yontif, as we normally say with respect to the other being the vat. However, if you're within the shloshim, and it's also, there's no gara yet, because gara doesn't come to the yantif. So that's why, in that kind of a case, we could suggest it won't work. You can't say that the yantif is going to come and knock off everything. Let me explain one more time what I'm driving at. What do you want to happen over here? Right now, on Erev Yontif, as we're speaking now on Erev Yontif, right, the Shloshim so far is still going. It will not be canceled until Yontif comes in. And there's no Gara yet either. Because not yet Yontif. No Gara could be either after two months in the middle of the summer. There's still no Gara with respect to begging the Gula. So you want to happen over here is that we should take everything and move it back. We should say, look, since Yontif is coming, Yontif's going to come, so what's going to achieve? It's going to achieve. Knocking off of the Shloshim. It's also going to create a situation of Gara. You want to say, okay, since that's going to happen, so we're going to say, okay, the Yisra of Meguat disappears. But perhaps we can't go that far. We can't go as far as to say that these two, the coming of Yontif, since the Gara is not even here yet, and the Shloshim hasn't been realized yet, if you want the Yontif to knock it all off in one shot, that cannot happen. But if only one of them, for example, when it comes to Tzitzporis, the Gara is there already. There already is Gara before Yontif. What you want to do is that the regel should knock off the Shloshim. So no regel knocks off the Shloshim with respect to a brother, right? And the Gara is there already, so it's a simple nes. Why not? It should be permissible to take the shave off a care with respect to gius liachas losha. So the lesson of the Machal from the Ramban is Ashi Agia Haregel Achash Loshin V'Yigel B'Chaver. Even though the Gar doesn't exist yet, the Gar is only going to exist come tonight. But okay, so that's always worth it instead of Yontif. But since it's going to happen later, so we're ready, the Kukulis begin as soon as Yontif enters. Right. We can go further than that. We can say, oh, yeah, it's not a Kul when Yontif enters. Hakeris, you could argue that this Kul over here, not the Yontif is Mevatel. No. Shloshim is already Mevatel, the official formal time period. Now, Yigi Rabo Chaverov is a separate, is a Matthias thing. The people will scold him because Yontif has arrived. So that's why the Yontif can work in this capacity. So who knows, we're going to say even a little simpler. That this idea that something should be look in anticipation of, that works for calendar matters. Matters of the calendar, look, we know, we look in the calendar, look, hey, come tonight, and we know it's going to be Pesach, Shloshim is going to be knocked off by the calendar of the Yontif of Pesach. So we say that we can already shave in anticipation. If it'll be in the middle of Shiva, you can bathe in anticipation. That's all dinner of the Mishnah on your test. We'll get to it later on. With respect to Gara is the Matthias. There's no official role that Yontif plays with respect to Gara. As the Rosh has explained, all the Yontif does is, well, as soon as Yontif comes, then they're going to start scolding him. But that can't work in retrospect, in prospect, in prospectively. Well, since they're going to yell at you tonight, so already they, as if they're yelling at you now. There's no such concept. And therefore, if the Shloshim hasn't passed yet, with respect to Meguot, the it's prohibited, as the Mechaber said, Ashi Agir El Acha Shloshim, Figa Bo Chaveir. So there's before Shloshim, there's no Gar yet. That's why. But with respect to Shloshim, to the Gar precedes the answer, then I want to suggest that my original Psach from the Mishnah Brura and others, Gilyan Marashah, even though it's attacked by many Gedolei Apolkim, might still be defensible. That's my try. It's my Chiddush, a Chiddush today. Yes.
How is reading in Holland in shaving and changing your clothes? That one year,
not,
look ahead.
One year. We're not Mechalek as such between change, between shaving and changing your clothes. That's not the Ika. With respect to shaving, the Gar is there already. We're distinguishing between a calendar target time, which we can have a right to look at in London. We can look at it in advance. We know tonight it's Tesvav Nissen knocking off the Shloshim. Okay? But the fact that we know tonight, when you walk at the shul with your old shirt, someone's going to yell at you, that's a Matthias Zigazak. You're not going to say, well, anticipation of that, so we'll say, as if the Gara came now. Ella Maya walk in, talk to the shul, and the Pesach might yell at you. Too late, you haven't started already. So therefore, you don't have this kind of way. That's my suggestion. The Chiddush, and you think about it. Okay. Fine. Let us discuss this one more point with respect to Kibbutz V'Giyus, and then we're going to go on our way to start the next figure of Kfiyas Hamitzvah. We pointed out the question yesterday, that there are distinctions between, and as well as Friday, distinctions between the Dina and the Minhaga. We point out, for example, that this minig of giving someone else to wear a garment for a short period of time, a short kala, doesn't mean even a minute, would not work by a din, for sure not. We saw a shear of Yom or Chatzi Yom Matosis, to not go off the Isser of Maguas Mikir Adin. If there exists issue of Chadashim, we saw a shear of 2 or 3 days. Right? This idea of going on and off with a short kala works only with the prohibition of Mimin Hoga. So it's critical to know what's a din and what's a nidik. Either they're both also a maisa. No. First of all, you know, we have to point out some in Hogan really aren't so kept so much nowadays. We've spoken a little about the Chitzel after Shiva, which most people don't keep nowadays, the Pashtas. And things change. Maybe it's a combination of the Ispinus factor. I want to bring that up right now. So the Chor, for example, comes to Shabbos Chazon. We point out Shabbos Chazon, the Marshal says that although there's certain almost we shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos, but now the minhag was to start wearing Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, because after all, Shabbos Chazon is only a minute. It's before the Shavuot Chalva by definition. So therefore, it's we'll make as opposed to the Shabbos of the week of Shiva, Here the mashal is not so mekel. Although this quote is being mekel, again, I think it's again a good mashal. Somebody quotes it as being mekel, but not quite so. He makes a distinction between one and the other. Now, the question is like this. The svara of the farhesia, that we have to be matir to do something, because otherwise it's going to look not nice, that's a kind of a b'di'evet svara. It's a d'chuyah, not a hutra. In other words, we're matir certain things which normally we would prohibit during the week, on Shabbos we'll let you do it. You know why? Because if you won't do it, it's going to be avelus to farhesia. So after shalom and shayla, let's tell somebody, all right, leave our Shabbos alone. That's only this is Shabbos a bali, and it's only a minute. But the chalulah rachmanu is son of Shabbos and of shiva. That's a din. So tell every other who was in that kind of circumstance, listen, you know what you do? Give your friend to put on the Shabbos shirt before you, and then if your friend wears it before you, then you can wear it on Shabbos. We have to talk about the shivik and that is the real din. Again, assuming that we're holding, hey, that beged mechubah, let's assume it's not a soft shirt. Let's assume the beged mechubah is also machlokas Ramban against Rashi and the Ramban. We'll assume the machalat pasuk b'chumrah. We'll assume that even our kibbutz is usher, again a shayla. Without kibbutz is usher, it depends upon the pe'ula, or depends upon the totah. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday. We'll assume the chumrah on that one also. Let's assume the chumrah on all these things, so you can't wear the shirt. Give it to someone else to wear. Not to wear a junky shirt. Give someone else to wear the shirt first. You eliminate the problem. Oh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. Can't do it. Why? People think it's disgusting to put on someone else's shirt. Oh, so what does that mean? So the chumrah here is it's what we call chumro kulo, because it's we're saying that we're talking about a din, not just a minute. So the din, you're not allowed to put on a shirt for a second. You have to wear it zman rav yom hakatziyom. But once my friend wears my shirt, the yom hakatziyom, so I'm not the rest to put it on. Some yeshivish people they're not going to have to swear by anything. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not customary. It's a kind of an isthmus thing. She found the Pitzke Tshuva, she paid Tessa's base, she's fun base, talks about the isthmus issue. So therefore, the person wants to put on a Shabbos shirt. And all the shirts are freshly washed. People don't, what's the biggie? Get a shirt, put it in a hamper, and you put it in a washing machine. So now if the person goes into Shiva, there are no shirts he can wear. The shirts in the hamper reek. The other shirt just come out of the washing machine. So what's he going to wear? So you say, he has to wear the one which came out of the washing machine. Now I might give it to a friend. If I can give it to a friend for a minute and say, okay, wear my shirt for a minute, and I'll put on the shirt afterwards. Big deal. But if we're saying now, it's not going to work for a minute, because it's all on Medina. So Medina, what are you going to talk about Selena for half a day? I'm not interested anymore. I've already started to listen to this man, Isaiah, which is probably more sensitive than they were in those days. I have a problem with the Divrei Sofrim in his Ein Davus of Kotzim Ches. He says, Achayuvash Zman Ma. Zman Ma, as he himself said, only works when it's a minig, not a din. In Tzidkot and Yudi points out an important question. We mentioned this yesterday. That with respect to Isurim of Yud-based Kodesh and of Shloshim, we're not Kodesh for Farhesia. So be Farhesia, so what? We don't care, the Shach says. We don't care. Oh, so that would be true of a case. You have, let's say, for example, you have washed shirts and you have pressed shirts. And assume, for example, that in the week of Avelis, the washed shirt is also al beged mechubas, and the pressed shirt is also al beged meguhas. Right? The question, you're allowed to wear the pressed shirt. The pressed shirt is more common than you're interested. So you can argue, well, I mean, every Shabbat you wear the pressed shirt. So you can argue back, so what? That's a explosion that you're interested. Explosion to Kisurim, we don't care. For example, we mentioned that yesterday. If you change your seat, another moves back a row. So on Shabbos, according to most folks, if he stays in the back, the row further back. It's obvious. A guy comes into a Shabbos with a beard, with clean shaven. It's obvious he's in a veil. It doesn't matter. The explosion to level can coexist. So if he wears a mega mechubas, but not meguas, I think that would, that would be what he has to do. Lechora. And the only way out is the ace is to get someone else to wear it first. And the Pashas, we don't have that ability anymore. And it's other quotes in Sifkot Yeralef, but the Chol, we don't have that ability anymore. The Pashas. He then discussing a different issue. It's a big day Shabbos. Now somebody has to say, where did this come from? Big day Shabbos, you never heard of an issue. It's a minig. And the lumbus of it is, as lumbus, minig Yisrael, that they consider big day Shabbos to be the equivalent of Beged Neguah. It was a Shabbos-like garment. even if it's not Megillah, is was considered by the Minig Yisrael to be as nice as a freshly pressed weekday garment. That was a Minig, that they treated these two equivalently. Huh. Of course, the question becomes, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how can there be an Isser when Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it's a Kufareske. So the answer, of course, would be, as we said before, is there no Isser for 30 days, even for a year, for a parent, and there's no din of the Kufareske when it comes to these matters, as for the Shach. It's interesting, the Vilna Gaon does not go with this Mahalak. The Vilna Gaon says, look, you can't make Minhagim to Mevatel Dinim. It's against the whole thing they cover. It was saying like this, you can't make a minig to consider Big Day Shabbos to be usher not to wear it on Shabbos. Oh, you want to make an Easter? Don't wear Big Day Shabbos on Tuesday. That's yes. Normally, I'm allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Tuesday. You want to make a minig that a veiler shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos from Sunday to Friday, even though it doesn't say when the Gemara is. That's not necessarily, not Megruah. Fine, because I can live with it to grow. But you want to make it a minig. They shouldn't wear begodim Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos? You're coming out against the mitzvah for Shabbos. You can't do that. Right? Lutash Hashem Mechubad. Mechubad has to be for a reference to Big Day Shabbos. The Gaon is against it completely. That's why he was even matir undergarments. But I think it came of Isthmus. Gaon didn't hold from Isthmus. The Gaon was not an Isthmus, believe me. But the Gaon held. You have to change every single thing. The same girl, he changed everything. The Gaon changed every last Gaon that he wore. The cover chapter. Some of the sons followed the Gaon in this regard. Others followed the Gaon in many other respects. They guys have to change their taste, changes everything. Whatever, he changed everything. And then he held it and he ended up cover chapter. So it can't be. It was opposed to any minute which would go against such a such a thing. Against it. Against it. Nope. So now you have a question to Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan and Sifri Rav Yisur. What to be matir wearing Big Day Shabbos? Because why? Of the Farhesia. Aye, but it's something which is not for a month or a year. And we said the Shach says there's no cool of the Farhesia with respect to these kind of dinim. And all the answer is that the Aruch HaShulchan argues with the Shach. You already pointed out the Ramban argues with the Shach. My focus is Ramban Rabbeinu Yerucham. I looked at the Aruch HaShulchan a little bit. Shin Sadi Gimel and tough. He didn't quote this Shach. I will govern. He didn't quote the Shach. Usually he always quotes the Shach. So he denies it. He denies it. So it seems. So let's see. Oh. Fine. Okay, let's mention one final Nakuda. There are Ramah's Lashon of 4 weeks. Right, 4 weeks. What's 4 weeks? So the Pasuk doesn't mean for me is a month. So this is Arba Shabbos, because it's only for the Indian of his Nord and Shabbos. So you mentioned the expression Arba Dala Shabbos. Okay, we're going to find out the source that later on. Shin Sadi Gimel Shabbos, Yishon Shabbos Shnia. There's a precedent for this kind of expression. Let's now turn us to a new sugya about the Tzad of Shemaya. Kfiya Samit. Oh, a new sugya. Kfiya Samit. The Kfiya Samit, what does it mean? Let's first take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara, start with the Gemara. Tes Vava Manala, towards the bottom. Last line, Ovel Chayav Kfiyas Amita, what does that mean? To overturn his bed. The Tanya Bar Kapara, or the Kapara says, Amid Beis, Mus Yukni Nesapi Bahem, Uva Avonosei Hem Hafachtia, Kfu Mitoseyan Oleo. What does that mean? I gave my Mus Yukin, my Tonim, and he would sell him Elokim, right? A person was never but sell him Elokim. Rashi quotes the Tzelem Elokim also as Adam, who Avonosei Hem. What does Avonosei? How do you translate the word Avonosei Hem? Who's Hem? Who's them? Who's he referring to? Who's he referring to? I made a wrong assumption. But I saw a distinction in Gerson between the Ramban and the Gemara. As he told you, the Ramban says Uva Avonosei Hem. It's argued says Bavono Sehem. Now Bavono Sehem is clearly addressed to the Avelim, right? Just do the Masati Bahem, you know, to the human race, to the especially to the Avelim. Uvavono Sehem, because of your sins, you are Avelim. hafachtia, means I made your relative die. Kfu mitosehen. Mitosehen? Maybe I'm almost dealing with it wrong. What's mitosehen? So the whole thing is talking, maybe it's in third person. Aleha. We have the Gerta, mitosehen. If you have a Babylon Sechem, it's clear what's going on. Where Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to the survivor. Say you're partially at fault for that your relative died. After all, you know, you had more schutz than you would have survived. And therefore, as a matter of tshuva, I want you to overturn your bed to as a some kind of a form of tshuva. Tshuva. Fine. How do we know it's true? So I saw the Ritva says, what's the next one? Menuda mitzora mayim b'ksiras hamita teks. Back to Ritva, what's going on over here? The specifics of ksiras hamita relate the records to death. No? Rabban Hussein hafakhtia. What's the menuda mitzora? Says the Ritva, no. Rabban Hussein hafakhtia. It's your fault. You're the relative of the survivor. It's your fault. You sinned, so your relative died. So too, it's arguable, a menudah and mitzvah also sin. That's why they were punished this way. And therefore, since there was this sinful behavior, it's appropriate that they turn over the bed to do tshuva, just as someone who's an avelus is supposed to do tshuva. So the essence of avelus is it's the purposes of tshuva. If my original pshat, which I think now may be incorrect, that is referring to the avon, the sins of the person who was deceased, that because of his sin, there has to be the kfiyas amitos and kfu mitos sehen. That could be third person referring to all the mitos in the house. We'll get to that later. And assuming they're the base of Ela, maybe this is the base of Nista, that all the beds have to be overturned. So what do you, how do you say pshat and menudah and mitzorah? There's only one possibility I could think of, was that menudah and mitzorah are both chashuv and kemes. As you know, from last year's Chumash and from the Gemara Moed Katan, that respectively. So therefore, there's an Indian of Misa even here, as well. Okay, this is just sort of the background. There is a Yerushalmi, there's an additional pshat in Kfiyas Hamita. The Yerushalmi says you should overturn the Sirsur. What does Sirsur mean? Sirsur is an agent, an intermediary is the word Sirsur, that we had in Kutzen Test the Shirin. What's the intermediary? I saw that the result, of course, in the Sefer Charedim, the Pirush on the Rishonim, the same Rishonim as in the Sefer Brachos. The Sirus is the Etzahara. The Etzahara is the intermediary which leads to its sinful behavior. So you're supposed to turn over your bed in order to start to demonstrate. When it's over, it's not so much the turning over, but it's the lowering of the bed. So we're going to knock the Etzahara down to the earth. That's how the Charedim understands. Truth to tell, the Chassam Sofer, the different shot, and that is, that the Sirsur means it's the agent for the creation of man. The creation of man through Tashmish, which takes place in the Mita. So that's why this Mita, which is the Sirsur, it's the agent for the creation of man, that has to be overturned now that the man was created, now deceased. Oh. Chassam Sofer says this. Others say it as well. Chassam Sofer is based on either interpretation. We understand a mini Yisrael to cover the mirrors. Heaven knows, cover the mirrors, like what that starts the difference. But where you won't find in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. The Chassam Sofer is that it comes from here. According to either interpretation, according to the interpretation of Sirus, which is just said now, the instrument of the Yetzer Hara, the Mara Satova, another Rashi in the Pasuk of Vayakel, that the Moshe didn't want to take the mirrors, this leads to take a mirror, it led to arousal, to be able to have more children. So that's the Sirsur, the same as the bed of the Sirsur. And if it's a Dmus Yukni, says the Chassam Sofer, oh, again, a mirror, you look in the mirror, you see your face, okay, same idea, that the human face should not be seen, and that's why the mirror should be covered. So I saw that they're very soft, because another minig, the cover picture, is based upon a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi, I think Halacha Zayin says it was a great tzaddik, it was Nifter, and they covered all the tzurim in the house. Why? This man in his lifetime didn't look any tzurus. Now that he passed away, we should look at tzurus. But the Rishon said, well, if that's the case, A, it's only by a big tzaddik, and B, it should only apply until the kvura, because we have some kind of a the svara that until the kfuah, the neshama is still hovering, and whatever I mean. And the result, the svara and numen is to cover pictures, even if it's not a big tzaddik, and even after the kfuah. When you say to you, the malka to cover pictures for a different reason. The reason of the chasam sefer, the mus yutni. He's not saying they had paintings. Paintings were not saying they had the same, something which should be for practice to cover pictures of humans, not just pictures of trees, but the human pictures, it may be an idea to cover them along these lines. Okay, that's the introduction to the sugya of Kriyas Amis. Any questions? Now we turn our attention to the Gemara Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, a very important Gemara. Gemara is in the context of somebody who did a milsi of serta, who did more than he was required to do. And some of doing more is not so good, a good idea. Just do what you're required. What happened over here? Gemara says, quote the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis Yigimel, Vayishkav Arsa. Vayishkav Arsa. And he literally, he lay down on the ground. Aiva Tanya, Yosef Agave Misa, Agave Kise, Agave Udaini, Gdolim Izzel, Agave Kaka, Loyot Nechavasa. So what do you mean? He said he lay down on the ground. He said, Vata the mitzvah, Kriya Samita, but lay down on the ground. Amalei, Ke'ein Arsa. What's Ke'ein Arsa? Rashi says, Kloma Shekofa Mitasa, the Yoshev Alel, Olam Kriya. Period. So what does that mean? What happened to this case on both sides? Did he, was there a Kriya Samita in him, or was there no Kriya Samita? Major, Major, Machlokas, so we've shown him, tell me the words of the Gemara. What do you mean the words of the Gemara? Because the Gemara in Chav Zayin, which you all, I think by now saw, which tells us that when it comes to Kriya Samita, this is the last narrow line on Chav Zayin, but Al-Fan Rabbanan, HaKofa Mitoso, Lo Mitoso Buvar HuKofa, Ela Kol Mito Shiesh Lava Tov Beita HuKofa. Vashil Yeshu Estimitas Vashar Vakomas Kofa Kulan. Okay, you have to turn over all the beds. It's not a matter of your discomfort. The first thing the halacha wants me to be uncomfortable when I sleep, so I'll sleep on the floor. No, no discomfort. You have to turn over the bed to make a certain point. The most yukni, as we spoke of earlier. So now, what happened over here? Back in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. What happened over here? Was there Kfiyas Amita or was there no Kfiyas Amita? So Ramban says there was no Kfiyas Amita. He did not overturn the bed. Says, what happened? He would be a big tzaddik. He'll sleep on the floor. He'll leave his beds the way they are. He'll sleep on the floor. What a big tzaddik. He would tire himself. Don't believe you've been tzaddik. That's what you're required. That's it. Don't sleep on the floor. You can sleep on the overturned bed, which is much better than the floor. But you have to turn over the bed. You want to be a big tzaddik. So you know you'll be a tzaddik. Sleep on the floor. No good. But what if the guy does both? He turns over his bed and then he sleeps on the floor. What about then? To the Ramban? Gewaldig. That's a big tzaddik. He turned over his bed to ask the kaddin, and to demonstrate even further pain and discomfort, he sleeps on the floor. Nothing wrong with that, says the Ramban. You with me? Says it again. So the guy sleeps is on the chair or on the floor, and it's not yotzei because he didn't do kfiyas amita. But if he had done kfiyas amita, then there would be nothing wrong with sleeping on the floor or on a chair. Says Ramban. What do you do with Yosh, the first part of the Brisa? But Tanya, Yosh of Agave Mita, whoa, Agave Mita? We're talking about a case over here, we're saying, the whole verse, well, Yosh, why? Because what happened? He didn't do Kriya Samita. So, obviously, you're saying it twice. Yosh of Agave Mita. He didn't do Kriya Samita. So, Ramban, no. Even if the guy will be Yosh of Agave Hamita, how? He'll remove the mattresses. And we'll see what we call the chavolin. In those days, they had ropes, and they put a mattress on top of the rope. That was the bed in those days. So remove the mattress. They won't overturn the bed. They remove the mattress. And they'll sleep, oh, gewaldig, I'm sleeping on ropes, so uncomfortable. Sorry, you're not Yosef. Sleep with the mattress, turn it over. So that's what that is, little chap, Yosef, the guy in Mita. Or, we also have also said to Ramban, even if he was called for the Mita, he didn't overturn all the Mita. This is Ramban's chapter 3. Others say no. Yesh Mekosh. referring over here to a case in which he overturned the mitzvah. I thought he came to say, until you sleep in that overturned bed. Not to overturn, you have to sleep in that bed. And that's what the Gemara means. That he did, he turned over the bed, but he slept somewhere else, right? Again, agave kisei, agave udaini, right? Agave karka. Even though he overturned the bed, lo yase dechavaso. So a king creates a mita. He had another bed. In other words, he had two beds. He turned over one, slept in the other. Again, lo yase dechavaso. This is the Yesh Mefarshim. We'll get to it maybe tomorrow. The Rambam has a very interesting compromise. The Rambam says, the first day of Avelus, you must sleep on the overturned bed, and beyond that, not. Briskurov talks about why that's so, and there are other perushim as well. We'll try to get to that later. Okay, about that. So far, are you with me? Okay. Yeah. Right. You have to have all the beds as well. What happened in this case in the Gemara? Were the beds turned over or were they not turned over? According to the Ramban, the beds were not turned over. That's why he was Loyotza. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, I think Ramban quotes, they were turned over. He's still Loyotza because he didn't sleep on the Mitzvah Kvuya. You mean I've got a Mitzvah, well, that one bed wasn't turned over? That one bed. Yeah. I don't know, it's a good question. That's what Ramban said. Now, both sides. Tosfos and Chafal points out, nowadays, nobody turns over the bed. I think it's two reasons. What are the two reasons? The first reason is A, Yerushalmi. Let's see in Tosfos. Elu. Umash, Aino, Nogan, Atalas, Ativa, Tarosh, Kfir, Samita, Samchina, Nahod, Amina, Yerushalmi, Achsanoi, Aino, Chayav, Kfir, Samita, Boleman, Chayrishu, Kfirish, Mechashe. Woo! I think it's a sorcerer. It's something over his bed, of a sugar, a sorcerer. To prevent this Chashash, we don't do it. Ukumokain, Anu, Bein, Han, Nochrim. You know what's going on? A little amongst the goyim, the yesh beinenu avodim u'shvachas, livings of both sides. We thought in the five towns. Yeah, they had livings in Tosfos, the Farish. I mean, they had the goyim in the streets, so then that's not going to matter. But some mokas for livings. We won't go any further than that right now. Yodei sitein tam b'tfiras hamitos v'fishan mitos shalano kach yichol v'shkav v'nachas mitzadekim v'mitzadeh v'nikeres akfiyah. Here's some dalat kundisin l'masa ken reglaim u'kudamina l'kamad daga shen tel l'chafal because it doesn't demonstrate anything. Okay? And ativa serosh will be called v'kalot rosh. No, that's ativa tishmeh. We'll get to that later. In any event, for two reasons we don't do p'fiyas hamitah nowadays. I saw the post and say, what do you mean? They don't like the sin. What do you mean? We have no goyim in our houses. Well, we don't have any more goyim. This reason should not apply. The reason they're going to make fun of us. We live in them. They didn't have living. They're not going to make any fun of us at all. The other reason, of course, still applies. Namely, that the bed is upside down. Now, to me, it would be if I keep it for Rosh, where the upside down bed is irrelevant, the question is making fun of us. Are you required nowadays to go like Lawrence of Arabia? Like Stephen Zishmaelim. So we'll discuss that. If they tell us that yes, and the Almanic is no. So we'll have to talk about this in Mizrashim when we get to it. Anyway, so on both sides, nowadays, yes.
Does that assume that he didn't cover?
No, you won't be able to tell. Then he has something called a reversible raincoat. I don't know, it's green on one side, then what's inside? Another inside out. It's green, it's red.
You have to know the difference.
You have to know the difference. You can't tell it. If I take a jacket like this and turn it upside inside out, you'll know it's inside out. But not a reversible raincoat. So all beds are like reversible raincoats, reversible beds. Go this way. Okay? Oh. So now here's a big problem on both sides. Nowadays, we no longer have mita kapuya. So what do we do now? The Tosfos is over here in Abcham Zayin Amidala. There's the Gemara in our line. Son of Rabbanon. Me'ema sa'izok v'es amitis v'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha l'mayla. That's from Mincha Tana. And on, close to Shabbos, you can start flipping the bed, you know, putting it right side up. It's an easy expense to show. It's such a hassle. It's a long job. You can't wait till a minute before Shabbos. Got to start a couple hours before. Says Tosfos. Stop for a minute. The dog knows the Tana. It's going to be Rishon Lezion with the Tana. Nearly. Oh, again, the Mikon of the Chain and the Yoshev Aleha. Says Tosfos. Nearly the Mikon Samchu should the Leishev Agabe Kisa Vesapto. Apapisha and Raya Gemura. The Shani meet the whole of the Torah Kfiyah. Lomatino Kfiyah, the Kisne, the Tapso. Tosis is suggesting that you're allowed to sit on a regular chair. An oval can sit on a regular chair, a chair that everyone's sitting on here today. An oval is permitted to sit on such a chair. You say, what do you mean? Everyone knows against the Gemara. No such Gemara. Tosis Lusha. There's no Gemara, says anywhere, that an oval cannot sit on a regular chair. Technisht. Doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say it. You'll tell me Kfiyat Amita. Okay. Gotta turn it upside down. Today, we don't turn it upside down. Not only can you sleep on a regular chair, you can sit in a regular chair. You can sleep on a regular bed. Why not? You can sleep on a regular bed. What are you worried about? You have to Kfiyat. We don't have Kfiyat nowadays. You can't you. Again, the truth is about our beds. Our beds and functions and tests. And of course, this logic applies. No? If you turn it upside down, it wouldn't look like the red and green reversible raincoat. It would be a mapala. So the color of that wouldn't apply. And living is the one good thing about living. But we saw many of us don't have living, so it's a big kasha. Why don't we do Kfiyat Amita nowadays? No? For both reasons, neither of these may apply in our circumstances. You have no going over coming in and seeing what you're doing. And our beds, no. Take the beds out there in camp. Well, even those beds, huh? If you turn them upside down, I think it would be noticeable, huh?
The whole, bed
whole thing over. No, the whole bed over. Imagine you're in your comfortable bedroom somewhere in Riverdale. So, Avi, no, you turn upside down, would you? Stuck to the ground. Oh, it's not shining. Okay. But again, you can't do it upside down. It's a built in. Okay. But the regular bed, you couldn't tell the difference nowadays. What do you say about it? Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. So we have for what? You can tell the difference. Because you only have less in the bottom, you have less on top. Okay, so these are both sides. Dude, most of our beds don't have anything above the mattress. Look, average bed in your house. Your house is Boston. There's something on top of the mattress? No. You turn it upside down, it's upside down. They had some decent. They had poles like this with the mattress in the middle. So if it's this way, or just put it this way. It's exactly the same thing. So who has beds like that nowadays? Anyone in this room have a bed like that somewhere? Where it's exactly the same, if it's just symmetrical up and down? So the car experience, if it's the car, that's how it wouldn't apply. And it's this Axonoid business. I don't know. That's a big question. So the nice answer to all my questions, Kfiyat Amita is not an Noah gets
claimed. Somebody.
Aha. The truth is a good question. So if we're talking about the private beds in the private rooms, bedrooms, who's going to walk in there? People don't walk in there. Strangers don't do that. Especially if you have upstairs, downstairs. Imagine you're all upstairs. Who's going to walk in? Somebody's going to walk in to pay a courtesy call or this or that. You mean you don't have to have a living, you're saying. You can have a woman who comes to clean once a week. Enough. Oh, Baruch Hashem. They have to have someone come in to clean once a week. Otherwise, you shouldn't have to pray after the eventuality. They have someone cleaning once a week. Good enough. You don't have to have a living. Could be. Oh. So Titus is saying, yes?
That
the women will send the teachers? That's not what Tyson's meant. That the guy has been seen in the name
of
the person. How many teachers? How much do you think that the doctor who lives in the time of Tyson's will? They go to high school. Let's just say a different voice. And in Tyson's time, teacher was very popular. Whoa, everyone's into the sorcery. Today, who's going to think it's teacher? They'll think it's a sugar maybe, but not going to think it's teacher. It's another story. I don't know. Again, the bottom line is, after all said and to my knowledge, people are not turning their beds upside down based on Tyson, even though I don't know if the reasons really apply. You say differently? Someone that's to know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's, it's unclear exactly why the bed, yes, Eitan. Look, it's not necessary. The pasha is not necessary. At first glance, we'll see tomorrow, but so far it's not necessary. Oh, what the big problem is, Rabbi Osai, the big problem is that there is a din, a Gemara Mepureshet, that an oval is supposed to sit on the floor. Mamish on the floor. Where's the Gemara? The Kritza left it out. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking around. The Gemara says it should be two on my pizza. That's the Gemara which I asked you to see in the new Mamish, which I made a mistake on, and have changes in the Ashmatas. Just make a few quick changes before we stop. In the new, the Ashmatas, I want to add, in the Kibbutz, it's supposed to be page Reishman involved instead of Reishman period. The last line of that, it should say Shin Pei Tes instead of Shin Pei Aleph. Add the Ritva I just told you about, Tes of Mevei Menudim until the Kohani. On the fourth line of Kriya Samhita, it should be Beis instead of Gimel. Gross is called Beis. And that's what says, Hishmitu Amat Pisis. Everybody quotes it. The Rosh answered if he quotes it. The Ramban quotes it. They quote the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What Rosh is it? What's the Sin and what? Is it, the Rosh in the first sheet. What was the number? The yellow sheet? What does it say there? I am Ches. You give me my, I don't have it. Give me my green.
Other.
No, I know it. I have a green sheet. What do you made out of it? That's it. What's that? No, it's a green. The Rosh. Some of you, it's not green, not there. Some of you may have the Rosh, the Gemara that I have. I've bought many copies of Shas. Of my cotton from my shul. Unfortunately, get more from this from inside. Every single one of them has a certain page double and a certain page missing. The Rosh and Siman Ayin Ches was on the missing page. They took the previous page and they printed it twice. So therefore, I was kind enough to make 25 copies. If you have one of my Gemaras, here it is. So Siman Ayin Ches quotes the Mefurash Gemara, which we have, which says that you require to sit on the floor. Is it here? No? How come I can't find it now? Maybe it's not. And the first Mamma Kamashi, there was only Ayin Ches, was another one as well. I don't have a sheet. Kriya Samhita. Rosh Shimon Ayin Ches? Tari Ches. Maybe that's it. After this will stop. Let's give one last look inside the cast. A very short sermon. Yeah. That's right, here it is. Om Rav Yom Arav. Ein ha manachim in rashor en leishev el agave karka shenemam vayeshu ito l'aret. Not only does the oval have to sit on the ground, but even the manachim have to sit on the ground. Everyone has to sit on the ground. So gavalt, how come nowadays you don't fulfill an up in a gemara? How can person say there's no gemara to sit on the ground? You have to sit on the, you can't sit on the ground. You have to sit on the chair. The mefurish gemara have to sit on the ground. Mefurish. So we'll discuss with Hashem tomorrow with you.
Thank you.